Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, to hour number two here. We're seeing these news stories coming out where the White House is deciding whether they want to release photos of the dead Osama bin Laden. I think what we can deduce is they're trying to decide if they can find somebody who looks enough like Osama bin Laden, then shoot him up and pass him off as the real deal. Because that's about the only thing they can do. And even if they do, nobody is going to believe them. This is where decades of all the lies and deceptions come back to haunt the United States government. They have zero credibility. If the government of the United States of America told me it was going to be a sunny day tomorrow, I would take an umbrella. Going to go to the phones. Clint in Nevada. Aloha, Clint. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Clint, are you there?
I got a phone call about a job, so I couldn't hang on. But anyways, I was watching your deal on Get Smart. Let me make this a short one. I'm going to hang up. You made this deal on Maxwell Smart. How about a Boy Scout with rabies? And I'm sitting there watching Obama and his generals and the cone of silence dropping down on him. and I'm just going to leave it at that. You have a good day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. That actually seems to be the reaction to this whole thing. Everybody's laughing. Nobody's taking this seriously except the rent-a-ruckus crowds who are paid to stand there and say, yes, we believe everything you say, oh mighty one. And then they get their 30 bucks and a free box lunch and they go home and everything. But yeah, this is a big joke, and everybody's treating it as a big joke, and that is the correct and appropriate way to treat it. It's ludicrous. All righty. So we're back here talking about Fukushima. That is a serious situation. That is affecting all of our lives here. And again, we're still very fortunate here in the state of Hawaii. We are seeing an increase in radiation, but nothing like what they're seeing in California and nothing like what they're seeing in the continental United States. The numbers keep going up. And as long as those melted down reactors at Fukushima continue to pour out radiation into the ocean and the air, the numbers have no place to go but up. We ourselves probably, fortunately, will not live long enough to feel the symptoms of radiation sickness or the radiation-induced cancers. Obviously, in Japan, they'll probably start seeing an epidemic of cancers, you know, emerge within the next few months and few years. But for the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, the legacy of Fukushima, the legacy of failure to plan adequately for natural disasters, the failure of the design of those General Electric reactors, which was so poor that three of General Electric's own scientists resigned rather than sign their names to it, is going to be felt by the next generation. We are seeing more and more of these documentaries and studies coming out of the area around Chernobyl, I should say downwind of Chernobyl, this epidemic of severe birth abnormalities. We're seeing it already in the children of U.S. soldiers who served in the original Desert Storm, and they handled all those depleted uranium weapons, and that's the leftover stuff from building bombs and power stations. The leftovers are what they put in these weapons these soldiers are using. And they handle this stuff, and they are exposed to the dust and debris when they're used, and they come home and they get married and they have children, and there's a massive epidemic of severe birth defects among the children of U.S. veterans from Desert Storm. And our government doesn't want to talk about it, and the media doesn't want to report on it, but it is there. And that is what all of us are looking forward to in the next generation. Now, I know everybody's bandying about this ELE extinction level event. In this generation, no. Are we looking at on the beach? No. But we're looking at serious genetic damage to the entire planet that will manifest over the next 50, 60, 100 years. Who knows? Will there be mutations? Yes. Will they be beneficial? Maybe. Will a lot of people suffer and die? Yeah. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
America, welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Fukushima. We're now getting the first indications of a gradual release of news that some of the other reactors in Japan are also having their own problems. And remember, we have documented a major release of radiation down in the Ikagari area, either from the Tokai 2 nuclear power station, which was admitted to have lost one of two primary cooling systems during the quake and tsunami, or the nearby nuclear fuel processing plant, which prior to Fukushima was the location of Japan's worst civilian nuclear accident. So we're not getting the straight dope. And you know, it's amazing. I get all these emails from people, why don't you trust the government? Well, you know, some kind of a, you know, troublemaker, and, you know, why are you putting out all this nonsense? Why don't you trust the government? Well, because governments lie. And they've been doing it ever since Ramses II was, you know, lying to his people about whipping the Hittites at Kadesh. You know, look at it. It is enshrined in stone for 3,000 years. Government will lie to the people to get what it wants. And they're still doing it today. Now, interestingly enough, the government of Japan is now doing to the Japanese people what the FDA and EPA are doing to Americans over this whole radiation issue. As the radiation levels soar above the maximum safe limits, the maximum safe limits are being raised. So that on last week's scale, radiation that is a serious, severe threat to your health, on this week's scale is no problem. And we understand it's a load of USDA choice bovine excrement when our government does it. And the only reason our government is doing it is because they can't fix the problem. So they're going to just try and act like they're still in control of the situation by changing the yardstick to say, we don't have to do anything. See, it's a safe level of radiation. Well, over in Japan, the parents of school children came up with a really good way to protest this, because the school playground dirt around Fukushima is highly radioactive now. And the parents are saying, we can't send our kids to school as long as the radiation is there. And so Japan basically changed the radiation limits to say, oh, it's okay, it's safe for your kids to play in the schoolyards now, because the new limits say that the radiation is below the new minimum. And as long as you go on taking your shoes off before you go inside your home, so you leave the dirt outside, you will be safe, which is also something that we do here in Hawaii habitually. So what the parents of the school kids did is they went over to the schoolyard and they dug up boxes of the radioactive dirt and they've mailed them to the Japanese officials. You think this is harmless here? Now it's in your office. And we should do the same. We should do exactly the same. When the FDA tells us they don't need to check crab for radiation up in Alaska, let's all buy some Alaskan king crab and send it to the top officials at the FDA. Which, given how long it takes to ship packages in the United States of America, they ought to be pretty aromatic by the time they get there. Now, the reality is that environmental scientist Marco Caltofin is saying that radiation contamination of United States food is going to be a nationwide problem. It's not just sporadic, where they're finding it in the cows in Washington State and the cabbages down in this country, or this county, and the beets over in this place. Yeah, it is. Look at the radiation distribution maps we're getting from the Norwegian climatology people. It's everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere. Some places heavier than others, but it is. It's going to be everywhere. And the FDA is saying, we don't need to test because there's nothing they can do about it. And the reality is, unless they can trick you into eating radioactive food, then there isn't enough food to feed all the humans on planet Earth. Maybe that's another reason that the U.S. government is trying to crank up World War III, kill off two-thirds of the human population, and then more sushi for the elites who get to live in those underground bunkers while it's all happening. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Japan has acknowledged that they were concealing the true scale of the radiation release over the last several weeks to avoid upsetting ordinary people. And now that they've been forced to admit that, they're going to release the numbers they've been collecting all these last couple of weeks. The reason this happened is very, very simple. Ordinary Japanese citizens who had their own radiation meters were checking and finding that the radiation levels were higher than the government was saying. And the government couldn't go around and saying, oh, we're being truthful, and all those other people with their own meters, they're all lying to you. They're all fear-mongering. They're all troublemakers. They tried this whole censorship thing on that excuse a while ago, and they weren't able to succeed. The numbers from these privately owned radiation meters continued to get out. And so now Japan has had to back off and admit that these ordinary citizens with their own radiation detection equipment were telling the truth all along. It was the government that was lying, and now they're having to back up, change their story again, and release the new numbers. Just like President Obama been lying, has had to back up and change the story about the raid that got Osama bin photoshopped. Now, down in the Gulf of Mexico, we just passed the one-year anniversary of that Charlie Foxtrot, which happened only because the U.S. government's Minerals Management Service, that is tasked with safety for offshore drilling rigs, was looking the other way. They weren't enforcing safety. The blowout preventer, the manual blowout preventer in use on the Deepwater Horizon drilling platform, was 4 years overdue for its maintenance. And the U.S. government does not mandate the acoustic automatic blowout preventers that are mandatory everywhere else in the world. And that's why we had this disaster in the Gulf. And last July, President Obama took his daughter, went down and went swimming in some water that was kind of sort of maybe close to the Gulf of Mexico, but not actually in it, and posted the photo and said, see, this proves the Gulf of Mexico is safe. Go on eating that seafood. Nobody did, so now the military buys it to feed to the soldiers. Meanwhile, scientists are looking at the situation, and they're basically saying that ethyl benzene, one of the components in crude oil that's all over the Gulf of Mexico now in the Gulf states, causes birth defects specific to the heart. In other words, if you are exposed to ethyl benzene and you're carrying a baby, your baby is going to be born with a higher risk for congenital heart disease. And so we're already looking at future generations of kids born along the Gulf states are going to be born with damaged hearts. Small price to pay for British Petroleum's next campaign contribution, eh, President Obama? Now, benzene in and of itself, of course, if it gets into your bloodstream, it's an engraved invitation to leukemia. And we're continuing to hear about all these health problems of all these people down there in the Gulf states. And the official U.S. government policy is, oh, they're all fakers, and they're all malingerers, and they're just trying to milk the system for money. And if there were real Americans, they'd go back out there and harvest those dead crabs and pack them up and ship them to New York restaurants. It's really rather disgusting how low our government can sink to protect a few profits here. All righty, let's see. The Wheeler Block Party incident was apparently hit with Homeland Security and police attack, G20-style police state in full force, riot gear, tear gas. Multi-jurisdictional task force who basically wanted to basically shut down this peaceful protest. Tear gassed a bunch of students. We're getting awfully close to another Kent State here. I don't want to see it happen, but we're getting there, where the government is just going to start shooting at people just to shut them up about all the things that have gone wrong on this country here. Meanwhile, the Florida Senate Committee on Governmental Oversight and Accountability has approved an amendment to put RFID on driver's licenses and to basically mandate internet identity, and they snuck it into a transportation bill. This is where our present system of government is so dangerous, because we, the people, are not allowed to see what's going on in the dark reaches of the legislature, because very often things the government wants to do that they don't want you to see are hidden inside other bills. This is an example. Another one I can think of is the United States government's Department of Homeland Security. The bill that created the DHS included a provision in there to protect the manufacturers of vaccines from lawsuits regarding the use of mercury-based preservatives and its then-proven link to autism. And, of course, the U.S. government then disproved that link over at the CDC using a scientist who has now been indicted for felony fraud. This goes on and on and on. The U.S. government is considering a bill sponsored by Representative Bobby Schilling of Illinois, which would by default send anybody accused of any terrorism-related crime to military custody and the military tribunals. So all the government has to say is, you're guilty of whatever, and we think you were aiding terrorists, and immediately your civil rights and your day in court are taken away from you, and you're thrown in military prison, and there's no habeas corpus there. There's no requirement that any trial happens soon. A lot of the people in Guantanamo have never had a day in court. Many of them are acknowledged to be completely innocent. They're just still held there in the gulags. The gulags have returned to the United States of America here. All right, well, we're going to take a break here for some commercials. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Got all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. And you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on over in the Middle East. The Palestinian factions, Hamas and Fatah, are in Cairo and have signed the unity agreement. There is now a single government of Palestine. Israel no longer has an excuse not to attend peace talks because they don't know who to talk to. Now they do. The U.S. government couldn't stop it. They threatened to withdraw all financial support for the Palestinians, and the Palestinians said, it's not like your money's worth anything anymore, so you can keep your money. I am sure that Iran and Egypt will step right into this power vacuum, because the United States just made the same mistake with Palestine that they made with Cuba, and look how badly that worked out. Now, interestingly enough, news agencies still reporting about Hamas and Fatah are still maintaining the myth that Hamas took over Gaza by force in June of 2007. No, it did not. Hamas won the elections of 2007 in January. The United States and Israel refused to recognize that election victory. Remember all this talk about we're democracy and we're allowing the Palestinians to elect their own government as long as they elect Fatah. And the Palestinians in Gaza said, we don't want Fatah, we want Hamas. And that was where that all began. And that is when the government of Israel blockaded Gaza to starve them into surrendering their elected government and accepting proxy rule through Fatah, just like the Soviet Union did to West Berlin. Same exact story. McClatchy News actually published official Israeli government documents that confirmed this blockade was never about security and never about Hamas weapons. It was intended to starve the Palestinian people into abandoning their own elected government and saying, all right, you can run us through Fatah. That's a war crime, by the way. And the U.S. supported all of this stuff. So now it's a unity government. They've signed it. And now the legal tsunami is about to hit Israel, because the unity government's first order of business is going to be to declare a Palestinian state. And Israel cannot oppose it. They can invade, and they're already threatening to do that. If you dare say that you're a nation, we'll come in and conquer you. We'll show you what's going on. You know, because the invisible man in the clouds that talks to nobody but us and says it's okay to molest little kiddies, where he told us we have the right to go in and steal your country from you. The U.S. government cannot block this. Acceptance of Palestine into the United Nations will be done by the General Assembly, not the Security Council. The U.S. does not have a veto. And once Palestine has its own mission at the United Nations, Israel and the United States will not be able to dominate and control the discussion of the Mideast policies anymore, especially with Egypt clearly ready to align with Palestine. And so will Iran. Israel's lock on the Security Council and the General Assembly is failing right now, and they're in a total panic about it. They're throwing tantrums. They're out there bulldozing stuff left and right. The Israeli occupation forces apparently injured a 60-year-old American woman who was protesting Israeli bulldozers, you know, plowing up Palestinian agricultural land. You know, if they don't have a house, they'll bulldoze your gardens. And the official Israeli excuse is, oh, there could be terrorists hiding behind those olive trees. There could be terrorists hiding, building explosive devices behind those strawberry bushes. There could be terrorists behind those lemon trees. We have to bulldoze the gardens down, and we're sorry that you're not going to eat anymore. Remember what I was saying earlier in the show? The government wants to control food to control people. That's what starvation blockades are all about. You know, if you're dependent on the corporations and the stores and the government for your daily food, then you are in their control. You are their slaves. Just like the slaves in the antebellum South, you either worked in the fields or you did not get your pot of gruel at the end of the day. And that's exactly what's going on in Israel and Palestine right now. That's why this Johnny Vegetable Seed idea is such a powerful social changer. If we're all planting vegetables everywhere that we can and we don't care that we own any one particular patch. They need to do that in Palestine. We need to send them vegetable seeds. But every time we do, what does the government do? Goes in and bulldozes the food. Because having food growing around you that's not owned by the government or the corporations is the necessary step to freedom. And the money junkies, the slavers, the Israelis cannot stand the idea that people can be free and not be dependent on them for food. So they're out there and they're bulldozing Palestinian land to maintain the starvation blockade. Not going to work. Israel is opening up the border with Gaza. Going to be a permanently open border. The blockade has failed, and yet Israel is going to still continue to do that. They're going to try and stop the flotilla later this month for no other reason than spite and petty vindictiveness and a desire to look like they're still right and that they can do whatever they want and the world can't do anything about it. Well, too bad. Starting with the fall of Mubarak, the world is standing up and saying to Israel, you can't do what you want to anybody anymore. We're not going to allow it to happen because we're moral people. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. Okay, you know something? I am smelling fear in the air around Washington, D.C. This is just now hitting the news where the U.S. government is now warning Americans that alternative versions of the news regarding the death of Osama bin Laden are really plots by scammers to lure you to websites that are infected with malware and designed to steal your credit card numbers. So really, the only safe thing to do is only trust news that you're getting from the TV networks regarding the assassination and the hunt down and the murder of Osama bin Laden. Don't even look at those other news stories or it'll melt your hard drive. And it will cause your hair to lose its natural curl and your teeth to darken. They're desperate. They're scared. They're absolutely scared out there that people are not buying this latest pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. It's just amazing how desperate they're getting out there. Ah, okay, this one just came in. Remember we were saying earlier where the White House was debating whether or not they were going to release photos of Osama bin Laden. And I said what they're really doing is trying to see if they can find some guy who looks enough like him where they can shoot him and say, this is him. And apparently they didn't, because now the White House is saying they're not going to release photos of the guy they're claiming is Osama bin Laden because it might upset Muslim sensitivities. Okay, well, you know something? Dropping his body in the ocean is a major insult to Muslim way of thinking. So this excuse about Muslim sensitivities isn't going to fly. Thank you very much. My, my, my. Oh, it's just amazing what they're doing out here. But they are. They're scared. They're thrashing. They're having to retract the story. And they're raising on a busted flush. And they know that they are. It's just amazing here. All right. Now, interestingly enough, Sirhan Sirhan, who was the guy who was convicted of assassinating Robert Kennedy, is apparently finally, after years of hypnosis, whatever locks were put on his memory is starting to come apart. And he's starting to talk about what's going on, and then his lawyers are basically saying he needs a new trial because he got framed and railroaded, which we already knew. And he's starting to talk about the girl in the polka dot dress as the one who was basically handling him and controlling him and feeding him the code words that made him think that he was just at a target range, which is what he's saying what happened when he pulled out the gun. And he's saying that he is convinced his bullets did not hit Robert Kennedy, which lines up with the forensic evidence. Now, when I put this story up at whatreallyhappened.com, convicted RFK assassin says girl manipulated him, I attached a couple of items from our own internal files. One is an audio recording of an LAPD detective with known intelligence agency connections trying to convince an eyewitness to the polka dot, to the girl in the polka dot dress, to change her story and say there was no girl in the polka dot dress. And the woman, Sandy Serrano, was the witness, stood her ground. And you can just hear in this tape, this isn't an investigation. This isn't getting at the facts. This is this LAPD detective literally browbeating this girl and just trying as hard as he can to get her to stop talking about the girl in the polka dot dress. And the second item that I put out there is a copy of the LAPD telex saying, be on the lookout for a girl in a polka dot dress. Now, we've talked before about this young kid who was a photographer in the pantry who took photos of the actual assassination. And the LAPD took his photos, took his negatives, took his camera, and for years claimed that the stuff had been lost, and then all of a sudden it was discovered up in Sacramento. And this photographer, I'm blanking on his name, I should look it up, and he sued for the recovery of his negatives because obviously photos, negatives of the actual moment of assassination, would be incredibly valuable. And so he sues the state of California, and the court says, look, it's his property. There is no legal grounds for the state of California to not give these back because the crime has been solved officially, and, you know, you have to do it. So the state of California hires a courier. You're not going to believe this. State of California hires a courier. Courier flies down to Los Angeles to deliver the negatives, gets in a rental car at the airport. The rental car gets a flat tire. The courier drives into a gas station to get the tire repaired, goes to the restroom, leaving the car unlocked, the window down, and the briefcase with the negative sitting on the seat of the car. And imagine our shock when he comes back from the bathroom, the briefcase with the negatives are gone. End of story, kid doesn't get his pictures back. It doesn't get more obvious than that. Now, when I lived in Los Angeles, my lawyer's receptionist husband was in the LAPD, had been at the Ambassador Hotel that night. And he was not shy about saying, everything that they're telling you about the RFK assassination is totally wrong. There was an additional shooter in there. Sirhan was just glazed out of his mind. He just didn't even look like he was aware of where he was. And yes, there was a girl in a polka dot dress leading him around. And afterwards, she was seen running from the hotel saying, we got him, we got him. All right, going to go back to the phones. Bill in Texas, aloha. Bill, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You were talking about vegetable seeds, and yes. One thing I've done a few times to buy seeds cheaply, as an example, Walgreens, they have a seasonal aisle, and in the spring they'll have gardening stuff and related to that. Then they pull all that stuff out and put mm-hmm. in summer stuff, and you keep an eye on them and see when they're pulling out, and I've gone in and offered 25 cents a packet for vegetable yeah. seeds, and you got to buy a lot of them. And you can get them real cheap that way, and they last for years. I planted seeds this year that were over 7 years old.
Oh, that's the wonderful thing about seeds. I still have some seeds that were left over from this space shuttle mission, and they'll still germinate. And I'm probably going to take these out and start planting them all over there. And, you know, I'm definitely going to go down to City Mill or Home Depot, and I'm going to get some vegetable seed. I'm going to start doing this. There's a lot of where I live, there's this band of dirt that's fenced off on both sides. One side is the golf course, and the other side are all the condos. And there's this sort of this zone where they hope all the golf balls will land that bounce off of trees and stuff. And it's sort of a buffer zone. It doesn't work. We've lost windows to golf balls up here. But I'm just going to start throwing vegetable seeds down there because it's this huge patch of ground that is not being cared for or taken care of. And, you know, we've got rain, we've got sun, and we just start growing vegetables there. And like I said, what is the government going to do? Come in and bulldoze free food at a time when we have 4,000 homeless people living on this island? It's absurd. We can humiliate them with this kind of thinking.
And I could have sworn like a year or so ago, I heard that divers, I don't know if it was a diver personally or if they sent in a remote-controlled vehicle, that they went into the Lusitania hold and found it full of weapons. And
yeah.
Then they did a Freedom of Information request and found documents that our government knew it was full of weapons. And that's sort of a false flag to get us into World War One.
Oh, yeah, that absolutely was how they got us into World War One. And then we have this staged attack here on Pearl Harbor to get us into World War Two. Sun Tzu wrote it in Art of War. All war is based on deception. When one country decides they want to get into a war, they have to lie to their own people to get them to go along with it. Hitler did it at Gliwice. Bush did it at the World Trade Towers. Roosevelt did it here at Pearl Harbor. It just goes on and on and on. The government rules us by lying to us.
And I'm also want to apologize for the fact that those meters made in the U.S. didn't work out because I hadn't bought that particular product before from them.
Well, you know, it's okay. A lot of people are rushing in to try and fill a market need, and unfortunately, you know, I keep trying to give American companies the benefit of the doubt, and I keep being disappointed, especially when it comes to automobiles and electronics. And it's a shame because, you know, we invented so much of this stuff, and now we can't even keep up with all these other countries. It's just one more sign of the decline and fall of the American empire. I'm sad to see it happen. I really miss the country I thought I was living in, and I wish we could bring it back into being.
I had one other thing. Now I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, yeah, you mentioned a fact about how bad some of the parts of the fluorescent lamp is.
Yes.
Now, the longer tubes, I remember reading in engineering school when I took electronic engineering that if you cut yourself bad enough on a fluorescent tube, you could die from phosphor poisoning.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. I mean, they're very, very toxic. They've got mercury vapor in them. There's a radioisotope in them. You know, at this point, they're saying if you drop and break one of these compact fluorescents at home, you got to call the hazmat people, and they'll come in and they'll just cut out holes in the carpet where you dropped it. They won't clean it. They cause more. It's insane. Fortunately, they're going to go away. The new LED lights are starting to come online, and those are a better solution.
I built a new shed, just finished it a few days ago, 16 by 16 feet. And I'm lighting it with two surplus stop sign type LED lights, and those things work great for lighting.
Oh, they're wonderful for lighting. LED is the wave of the future. All of our flashlights are LED now, and as soon as they become available here in Hawaii, we're going to start converting all of our CFCs over to LED lights. The only problem with those LED lights on traffic lights, and again, nobody was really thinking about this. In the good old days when you had tungsten Edison-type bulbs and stoplights, the heat from the bulb would keep them ice-free in the winter. And now all these northern cities and counties who put in these LED lights, they're having to go back and retrofit heaters onto the lights to keep them from icing over and keep them visible during severe snowstorms.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, got to think these things through.
And now that I got my shed built, I'll be able to go through my paperwork and send you that article I told you I would about the storm.
All right,
engine.
That will be fabulous. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
All right, we're going to let you go, Bill. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Ruth in Chicago. Aloha, Ruth. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Two things. You're right about the LED traffic lights. We had a lot of accidents here in the Chicago area with them. When they freeze over, all you see is white. You don't see a stop sign. The second thing is a tip. Now that all of the Census Bureau information is coming out, they probably noticed that the lady with the polka dot dress didn't show up.
I don't know. I mean, if they don't actually know who she is, or we're told, first of all, she didn't exist. And so I don't know if she'd be in the census or not. I don't think that really works out.
Thank you.
But anyway, I'm sorry?
Great. Thank you. Great program. And, yes, she did. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, there's no question the lady in the polka dot dress was there. A lot of people saw her. We have that Frank Hernandez, that LAPD detective, was screaming at Sandy Serrano to take back the story about that. It's an MP3 file. And it was made public because Serrano sued the LAPD, you know, over their treatment of her, as well she should have. And so the audio tape was made public, and it's very obvious that the LAPD detective is not trying to find out what happened at the assassination. He's trying to shape a story of the crazed lone assassin. You didn't see any girl in a polka dot dress. And yet there was a want and warrant out for her on, you know, in the aftermath of the actual assassination. But then, you know, government lied to us about that. Big, you know, big surprise. We now know government lies to us all the time about everything. We are far wiser for that sad knowledge. Back in the 1950s and the 1960s, height of the Cold War, the government enjoyed a presumption of truth and honesty. And the American people were just incredibly naive and uneducated about the reality of what their society was all about. Now we know better. We know the government lies about everything. Saddam's nukes, Osama bin photoshopped, the economy, you know, radiation is good for you, you know, oily seafood, you know, Gulf seafood covered with oil and Corexit is good for you. The government lies about everything. This government doesn't know how to tell the truth. This government can't function in a world of truth because it's having to protect and support and defend so many lies. It does catch up with you sooner or later. The sheer weight of all the lies that have to be maintained will eventually bring every government down. And it's happening here. It's happening here as well. Alrighty, let's see. New documents revealing massive FBI secret spyware operation running through social networking sites. They're data mining. We already know that the Internal Revenue Service is looking at all your Facebook files to make sure that you're not buying something they don't think you should have the money to buy. And we know that the FBI, the U.S. government, has spent huge amounts of money to create this software system that manufactures counterfeit social network identities, fake people on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, so that one operator can basically go out there and pretend to be thousands and thousands of people saying, oh, yes, I believe President Obama when he says that we got the evil one bin Laden this last Sunday. They're spending your money to keep lying to you. Remember what it says in the Declaration of Independence? Governments derive their just power from the consent of the governed. I don't consent to be lied to. I don't know anybody who does. I certainly don't consent to the government spending tax money to lie to us, and I don't know anybody who agrees to that either. So we have a government that is ruling without the consent of the governed. And as far as I'm concerned, when the government lies to the people, it ceases to be the legitimate legal government of this land, because the Constitution does not allow the government to lie to the people. And the 10th Amendment prohibits the government from assuming such a right. So we have a government in this country that is not legal under the terms set forth, the limitations set forth in the Constitution. It is an unconstitutional government, and it is therefore an illegal government. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about this hacking of Sony Corporation's PlayStation Network. The reason it was made public is because they had to notify so many people about their credit card details being compromised. What we're hearing from security experts is that 9 times out of 10, when hackers succeed in penetrating corporate networks, it's hushed up. the corporations don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to be exposed for having been victimized. In many cases, they'll basically just pay for the losses themselves. When are we going to start treating computer hackers the way the Army treats Arabs who are wearing cheap Casio wristwatches? Having just been through another hacker attack myself, I think the hackers are causing far more damage to this country than any terrorists ever did. Why are we not treating them that way? Why do we not have the FBI hunting these guys down and throwing them in Guantanamo and waterboarding their laptops and forcing them to watch? Why do real criminals get a free pass in this country and innocent people get tortured to death? That's what I want to know. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
I had a heart attack at 42. I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Country is coming to you. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And interesting story wrapping up on all this hacking, Sony stuff here. And you know, the hackers, they're children. You know, they call your phone and scream at you, you know, we're good, you're bad, you know, and they cry and carry on and everything like that. But interestingly enough, as I mentioned the other day, TomTom, the GPS desk system, rather than have the fact that they are also taking part in this surveilling the society stuff. They're sending the speed with which you are driving to local police departments. And as a result, you're probably getting some of these automated tickets where it says, oh, we know you were speeding, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to basically presume that all of the GPS units are mandated by the U.S. government to provide this information. So next we'll have our microwave ovens telling the Department of Health that you're eating way too much starches in your dinner. And, of course, that was a big part of the supermarket discount cards, to keep a database of what you're buying, both for marketing, you know, targeted marketing reasons, and also, of course, it allows the government to keep an eye on people who are buying just a little bit too much of certain household chemicals that can be combined in interesting and colorful ways here. Meanwhile, as a further indication of our slide into fascism, the Supreme Court has authorized that corporations can now put a waiver for class action lawsuits into the user agreements of contracts dealing with their various products. And what it basically means is when you click that, agreed to this stuff, there's a waiver in there saying you cannot participate in class action lawsuits against the corporation for the failure of their product. By the way, if you have not caught this season's premiere episode for South Park, they take Apple computer and those end-user license agreements to task. And it's a little gross, but it is very funny, and it is right to the point of the attitude that modern American corporations display toward consumers and customers. And it is a trend that must be reversed. You know, maybe we just need to decide that we're going to live without all the stuff they dangle before us. I know after the show, I'm walking this Vista box out to the trash bin, and I'm hurling it in there with a tremendous force and sigh of relief, because it's a Hewlett-Packard box and Vista operating system. It's the worst of both worlds. I'm surprised it lasted this long. But it is going, it's going bye-bye. Going to go bye-bye here. Speaking of bye-bye, I think we mentioned this the other day. The last factory manufacturing manual non-electric typewriters has closed. I can almost imagine that we're going to start seeing on American pickers and auction hunters that they're going to start finding and refurbishing and restoring old manual typewriters for those of us who want to have neatly written documents without the risk of the government listening over some wire. And I've often told the local post office and postal centers, you ought to have a typewriter here. You know, we're all children of the computer age. Our penmanship is terrible. Just put a typewriter out here where we can type labels and stuff, but they never listen to me. Anyway, that's it for our show today. We will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry, stay skeptical, and aloha, America.
Next round of the worst financial crisis in